There's been such extraordinary change in federal politics over the past few days, it's hard to know what to expect next. The Liberal and National parties are still looking for leaders, and a lot of Labor MPs are anxiously awaiting a call from Kevin Rudd that might just lead to a ministry. As to the Liberal Party sorting out its mess, Malcolm Turnbull appears to be a nose in front of Brendan Nelson and Tony Abbott in the leadership race. The Nationals aren't so blessed with contenders for leadership, with their ranks now thinning to just 10 in the federal parliament. From Canberra, Gillian Bradford reports.
Any federal politician hoping for some quiet time with the family post-election would be sorely disappointed. The phones are running hotter than ever on both sides. Alexander Downer was asked by some of his colleagues to consider running as leader. But he's told the 7:30 report the idea of being opposition leader fills his family with horror. And while Mr. Downer says it is his plan to stay on as a local member, he's now also starting to talk about a life after politics.
I'm really interested in using the enormous experience I've built up as the longest-serving foreign minister the country's had and the links I've got internationally to continue to try to help advance Australia's interests in all sorts of ways.
More than a handful of Liberals have now publicly backed Malcolm Turnbull as leader. And according to one Conservative MP, while he's not sure where Malcolm will take us, he does rate him ahead of Tony Abbott and Brendan Nelson as the candidate with the most cut through with the public. Julie Bishop's name is most often mentioned as deputy leader, but her fellow Western Australian Liberal, Judy Moylan, thinks Ms. Bishop should aim higher.
I mean, Julie's been at least equal to in her performances to anyone, and Western Australia has performed so brilliantly, both economically and in this election, against the national trend to swing against us.
South Australian Christopher Pine is close to putting his name forward as a candidate for the deputy's job and says it's vital the failed challenges don't backstab the new leader.
If we're going to be mature about it, we need to all support whoever the party chooses to be leader of the three men that have so far nominated, right through to election day in 3 years' time.
The Nationals have not got such a strong field of candidates. While the outgoing leader, Mark Vaile, called for generational change, his obvious successor, Peter McGoran, is a similar age, and most others in the House of Representatives are in their 50s or 60s. It might be against party convention for a senator to be leader, but Barnaby Joyce would fill the void if drafted.
It was not convention. Obviously, if I was asked by my colleagues, I would, but I don't expect to be asked.
AM has also spoken to a number of Labor MPs who are obvious picks for Kevin Rudd's front bench. It's fair to say some are starting to become a little nervous they haven't received a phone call from their boss, unlike the new party hero Maxine McHugh, who's had a 15-minute conversation with Mr. Rudd about her future in Parliament.
Gillian Bradford reporting.